Site 12. For years, this site proved to be a paradox for many geologists. The very idea that this might be an ice rafted erratic, that is, an erratic brought to this valley in an iceberg and left here as the ice melted away from it, seems to most people to be next to impossible. Yet, what other explanation is there? Its elevation of 300 feet above the river precludes it being a bedload arrival, as does the mass of the object itself. Its composition being basalt also presents a problem. At this present time, there is no basalt in the immediate vicinity from which this object may have broken away. It is known that millions of years ago, basalt flows covered this entire area. Further up this bench, the Pangbourne Bar, described in Site 2, contains many massive blocks of basalt, both on its surface and buried deep within the sediments. These blocks are the remnants of the degradation by ancient floodwaters cutting into the basalt cliffs now seen further east. Might this so-called erratic be such a remnant buried millions of years ago and just now exposed by recent floodwaters? Who knows? One fact is known. If it is in fact an ice-borne erratic, the ice needed to float and move this burden to this site in this valley would have had to have been at least 500 feet in diameter.
This concludes your tour of Site 12. Please continue to Site 13.